We are back. Relevant Sports Talk, episode 179, part 2. Yeah, we got to do it on Zoom. You know, the producer's not here, whatever. But I got the guys with me again. We got Darren from Fat Boy Fade Away. Great show. And we got the champion Nico from Far Into the Bench. Check out both shows. All of them on the Variety Sports Network. They have all kinds of channels, all kinds of people, talents everywhere. But these two are two of my favorites. Appreciate y'all sticking with me with all this Zoom stuff. But now we're gonna really get into the other teams, man. We talked about the Nuggets. Well, actually, Nico talked about the damn Nuggets for like 45 minutes, you know what I'm saying? But he deserves that moment. He deserves that moment, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And I'm happy for him. I was cheering for this guy. Isn't that crazy? And I'm happy you won, dude.
I'm just trying to figure out what was sweeter, whooping your team's ass in four games or the championship. I think it
was definitely the championship, because beating the Lakers with LeBron James meant nothing to me. Now, if you'd have beat Kobe Bryant like Boston did when my daughter was getting born, that would have pissed me off. It still pisses me off. But since Kobe went back and beat their ass and made LeBron go join the super team, that makes me feel... That's my moment of... You know what I mean? That's my moment like you have right now. Beating Boston after they beat us when my daughter was born, and then making LeBron James go join and start this whole super team thing, that's my favorite ring. That's always going to be my favorite ring. Redemption, baby. Redemption. So you finally beat the Lakers, swept them after we didn't beat y'all. How many times in the Western Conference Finals?
I'm sorry, how many games did you win again?
No. How many times we beat y'all in the Western Conference Finals?
We don't talk about the past. We talk about the current.
That's true. We're talking about the current. And speaking of the current, the losing team, the Miami Heat, which I still say Jimmy Butler's not a superstar. We can argue about that another day and time. He's a very, 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 very good star, maybe even a great star. But there's been rumors about Damian Lillard finally maybe leaving Portland and joining up with them, which I think would be a huge thing. So I just want to start it off like this, Darren. Let me start it off like this. Because Portland has just come out saying, we're not going to trade him now. We're going to build around him and possibly
trade for Bam.
That number 3 pick. Rumors are that they can either try to go get Zion or PG-13 from the Clippers. First of all, do you think Dame should stay loyal to them? Because now they want to talk about building around him as he's getting older and older. Or should he say, yo, I'm trying to be out. I've given enough. What do you think? Because you got some players on your team that might have to decide the same type things, Darren. Go ahead.
I kind of look at it this way. I respect him if he wants to stay loyal to them. I respect that. But I think from a basketball standpoint, where he's at in his career, where the Blazers are, it makes sense for him. This is the time, and this is the best time to go out. Okay. Like, he doesn't have to prove anymore for Portland. He's done what he's needed to do. Their franchise altogether has kind of let them down in a lot of ways, too. But you said the Zion one, like, to play with C.J. McCollum again? That's not going to work. You know, I mean, we've already seen that dance.
No. Already. Zion. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
But CJ plays for them now. So that one's out of the... I just can't see that one happening. But
no. Zion would go to Portland. And the Pelicans with the number 3 pick, which would probably be Scoot Henderson. You see what I'm saying?
I mean, that helps him, I guess. If they see him, they do that. I get you. That makes sense in that regard. But I don't think he has to prove anything more to Portland. I mean, he's done his time there. If he wants to stay, though, I don't, like, blame him either. I respect players that want to do that. Even if it's sometimes, even like Kobe, like, you know, the franchise shouldn't have paid him all that money, but I respect him for wanting to stay there with him. And I like Reggie Miller. Like, for me, that matters a little bit more than probably for most people. So if he does that, whatever, that's fine with me.
I'm good with that. And Nico, Kobe Bryant. I always got to throw that in. I love that shit. Yo, I love that shit. But let's say he wants to stay with Portland. Which player would be better with Dame? Zion or PG-13?
Well, it's easily PG-13 because Zion would not be playing half the games, and who knows what you're getting out of it. I think that Portland would prefer Brandon Ingram out of the two, if I'm being honest with you. If they would rather be Brandon Ingram than Zion if you were trading with the Pelicans and bringing one of them over to team with Dame. I don't know. I have to fathom, like, look, it's gotten kind of sick and tired of it. Of Dame's so loyal, Dame's so loyal, Dame's so loyal. Who the fuck cares? Like at this point, like, look, Dame is becoming into a player that, you know, he's a guy, but he's not a guy. He's a dog, but how, at some point, like, he can't, look.
Murray whoops his ass, right?
Murray whoops his ass. We can have these.
Who whoops his ass?
Shaw versus Dame. Curry. We can have these arguments of rosters against one another, right? Like, look at this Portland roster. Look at the Memphis roster. You cannot tell me that Memphis is that much better than Portland's roster.
They are.
They're a lot
better.
A lot better.
At Portland's prime. They were a better team than this Grizzlies team was.
What, the prime 3 years ago when they were in the Western Conference Finals? Not now?
Yes.
Those players are gone.
I know they were. And whose fault is that?
The organization.
You don't need to be loyal.
Exactly. Like you don't need to be loyal to me. Who the fuck cares?
So get out.
It doesn't matter. Like, look, Portland's not going to trade him in conference. That'll never happen.
He's going to the East.
George, to me, doesn't seem possible.
Not them. George, what? They're not. The Clippers aren't going to do that either.
They're talking about it right now.
I'm going to tell you right now, the asking price of Paul George is going to be stupid high. It's going to be stupid high. It will be stupid high. I think there's a – look, Miami right now, it's Damian Lillard bust, so they'll be a 4 seed again at maximum in the playoffs next year. At maximum, they'll be a 4 seed.
Okay.
That's behind Boston, behind Philadelphia, behind Milwaukee at best. And they have to figure something out to keep themselves back in the title picture. Jimmy Butler wants to hoist the other trophy, like he was saying in the East Conference Finals. But for Dame's perspective, it doesn't matter anymore. Like, who cares? Do you really? Like we are, 24 hours away as we record this from the NBA draft starting. And it does not sound like a deal is right there and for the taking for them. So it looks like you're going to be paired with Scoot Henderson. Or Brandon Miller? Do you really just think, like, you know what? I don't want to waste my prime. Let me mentor this young guy.
No.
And go from there.
No. If they draft the young guy, Dame's getting traded.
He should. He absolutely should. And right now, all the inklings are showing me that they're going to draft the young guy, and that if they're saying they're not listening to calls anymore about Dame, that's
who doesn't say that.
It's an idiotic move.
How does Miami do this? I don't understand how Miami gets Lillard in a set. Like, to me, that's such a steal for them.
Well, how did Beal go to Phoenix?
They can trade Hero, they can trade Robinson, they can trade Gabe Vincent.
You can trade future first round picks.
But look at look at the ask price Bradley Beal just had.
That's because the Wizards are idiots.
I know it's the Wizards are idiots. But you cannot tell me Portland's not much smarter.
That's what I'm saying. It's about the salary.
Don't keep him. That's why if you're Portland, why not keep
him? Because if you keep him and you draft a young guy, he's going to get pissed off.
He hasn't,
but he's older now. He's seeing guys like Jokic and them win a championship with a superstar and some...
Teams have surpassed them. Teams have come up and surpassed
those days are over for Dame running the shit by himself. He's got to have a team now.
Then why not play with a guy like Scoot Henderson? Like, to me, that would be an unreal opportunity if the
Why wouldn't LeBron play with the number one pick, Andrew Wiggins? Why did LeBron trade the number one pick, Andrew Wiggins, to get Kevin Love?
I agree. I thought that was kind of
But that's the same thing. Why would he want to play with Scoot?
Well, Lillard's not LeBron.
He's not, but what I'm saying is... he's not, because he got a Kobe gene in him. He's a killer. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, killer. Been to one Western Conference Finals. Real killer.
With what team, bro? With
4 championships. With exactly. Kobe got to the NBA Finals with a bunch of bums.
Because that's the GOAT, son. That's Kobe. That's why.
Exactly. I'm not dissing Kobe. I'm saying Damian Lillard doesn't have it in
him. Well, he's not Kobe. He's not.
You just said he was.
No, I said he had a gene. I said he had the gene. The G, just like I said,
four championships?
Just like on my show last week, I said Jamal Murray has that Kobe gene in him.
He does.
It's just because he keeps ripping his fucking jeans and getting hurt every other year. That's why you can't see it. That's the difference. I've always been a Jamal Murray fan. But anyway, let's get to the contenders. Y'all brought up different teams like the Bucks, Boston, 76ers. So we're going to play a game. Open door, screen door, or closed door for contenders right now. We saw the Bucks, the number one seed. Yeah, Giannis was a little injured, whatever. Nico, they got a new coach. I feel like this is a different Giannis. We saw him in the press conference going off, going crazy. Lopez and Middleton, who are two big factors for the team. And they got the burden if Giannis wants to leave after next year, he could. Do you see their door closed? They got a screen door, which maybe it might happen. Or is it wide open? They still a contender. What you got?
No, it's open. It's still wide open. Look, there's only one person in this league that I would rather have than Giannis Antetokounmpo, and it's Nikola Jokic right now.
Okay.
Plain and simple. I'd take Giannis over 95% of this league still. And when you have him on your team, like, you're still going to have chances. What they do with Middleton, that's the big question here. Because obviously Middleton has that player option. Do you try to move him and assign a trade and get a bigger piece like a Damian Lillard? Something along those lines. Do you try to take a big swing and keep that door open? Look, Miami, they lost the team that got to the NBA Finals. If Giannis doesn't get hurt, who knows how far they go. They easily beat New York, I'll tell you that. And look, they have a very good chance of beating Boston again, in my opinion. Look, they're back in the NBA Finals. That's how I see it. So I still think this door is open, but it's a door that is halfway open, that is slowly starting to close. But whenever you have second best player in the world, in my opinion, it'll always be open.
You always have a chance. I agree with that. I'm not going to get your take on that, Darren. We're going to go to another team. Because you were high and mighty on this 76ers team, thinking that they were going to get to the finals. I mean, y'all were up 3-0. I was like, yo, I was sitting there like, yo, they might really do it. Then all of a sudden, Harden and Doc Rivers showed their ugly head again. So we look at them. Now they got a new coach. Nick Nurse picked them. We don't know what's going to happen with Harden. Embiid, he didn't get injured as much, but it's still on the shelf. And we don't know who else they could get. Is their door closed, open, or is that screen door just giving them a chance? What do you think?
I think they're now at the stage where they're at a screen door. Because I'm a little bit – I love Embiid's game, but, I have health concerns with him big time going forward. And – I like Maxey, but I'm not in on him yet. You know what I mean? Like, that's the problem. Just not in on him is that. So he's the big one for me. I've never been in on Harden as good as he is. Like, that's never been, as a Warriors fan, never been in on him. And he's proven it in the playoffs. At this point, you'd be stupid to say he's a playoff, guy at that point. I just think they're a screen door. I wouldn't be surprised because they still have MD. And if the cards fall right, maybe they – I think that's where Lillard should go. That's to me the number one spot he should land. So if they got him, I feel differently. But right now, with the way the roster is, to me, it's screen door.
I feel you.
When was it open?
And Harden is not Finals Murray, right, Nico? Harden ain't Finals Murray, baby.
And
he's Maxey, not Finals
he's
Murray.
Not number, and Maxey is not number two on a championship.
No, he's not.
Right now. No way.
But just like you said, Darren, they're going to need somebody like a Dame, a piece.
Lillard is the guy for them.
If Harden walks, they have to throw all the pieces in to get him.
It's the only one that makes sense to me.
It's the only one.
And he'll fit.
On the same timeline that we're talking about with him. So to me, that's the fit, natural one.
All right, Nico, a team that you said is kind of like you just poo-pooing them away, and they've been the Eastern Conference Final after Eastern Conference Final, and they were in the finals last year. The Boston Celtics, who now is about to finish up a deal to send Malcolm Brogdon to the Clippers to get that unicorn, Kristaps Porzingis. So we look at Boston. They got the same young coach. They kept him. Brown and Tatum, we still don't know if they want to be together or not. We don't really know about their relationship. Horford's a little older. Marcus Smart's not the same defensive player of the year. But adding Porzingis does help on the defensive end and that stretch four. Like Horford was playing, or stretch five, whatever he wants to play, and helps on defense. Is Boston's door closed, screen door, or is it still wide open to get back there?
It's wide open. It's wide open, in my opinion. It's as far open as any
team. Ooh.
Jalen, look, the big question marks around this team now is what they do with Jalen Brown.
Yeah.
Jalen Brown's name has been dangled out there. And look, if you're Damian, I know we keep bringing him up. If you're fucking Damian Lillard, why would you not go to Boston? Like besides the fact of all the fucking idiotic fans they have, it is the best chance to win a championship. If you're gonna ring hunt, you go to Boston. You go to Boston. You team up with Tatum. You send Brown over because that's the best deal that Portland could possibly get.
I'm with you.
And look, I even if they do keep their group together, it's still in my opinion the best team in the East.
Ooh.
Like, I hate saying that. Like I still like with this Porzingis trade. I think look, Brogdon was a guy that was getting bench minutes off the bench. Now they can move Peyton Pritchard back up into the backup point guard position, and they have a little more depth in the front court and a lot more youth. When you have to face Bam Adebayo, you have to face Joel Embiid in the playoffs. Porzingis is not by all means an all world defender, but he's a very very good quality defender and a big body to put in the middle. So that's a big upgrade for me in my opinion. And like I said, I think the door's wide open. I really do. And like I said, that the big question mark is what they do with Jaylen Brown. Exactly. The rumors are swirling that he could be on the market. But if you're the Boston Celtics, you don't trade Jaylen Brown for core pieces to move around. No, you move him for another star.
I'm with you. Why are you smiling, Darren? Why are you smiling?
Because I believe Marcus Smart was in the deal too, and I believe he went to the Wizards.
No. Morris was.
No, it was Morris that went to. Morris. Wizards ain't trying to do nothing.
Morris went to the.
The Wizards are dumping salary. They're just dumping salary. That's all they're doing.
Marcus Morris went to the Wizards
from the Clippers.
He was the first one went to the Clippers. Malcolm Brogdon went to the Clippers. Sorry.
Gotcha.
Morris went to the Clippers. Went to the Boston to the Clippers, and then Porzingis went to.
All right, that makes a little bit more sense for me because when I thought somebody said smart, and I was like, that doesn't make
I thought
sense
that too. Yeah.
But look, we talk about Boston.
I don't really like Porzingis that much. I think that I don't like that trade for him.
I love the trade because of everything that Nico said. He brings a little more defense.
I'm not a big
I've always said Boston needs a big. And I remember before I said, go get DeAndre Ayton. He's not great, but he's a big body. Porzingis can at least hit threes. He can do some things. He's one of the stretch guys in the middle. But Boston is one of those teams that keeps getting. We get there. Remember when Tatum and their first year, they pushed LeBron and them to the max. Then they say, I'm going to get Kyrie. And that fell apart. Now we're going to get Brogdon, who won Sixth Man of the Year. Sixth Man of the Year, and now we're like, you don't fit. We're going to push you away again. I feel like Boston's getting to a spot where you need to make something happen soon because Danny Ainge got all these first-round picks, and they still got some picks, and they have not amounted to no titles. I feel like Tatum, if he doesn't win soon, he's going to start getting in that road like a Harden-ish, Chris Paul-ish. I don't know. I'm worried about that. But getting to the Knicks, the Knicks are another team that's a contender. They got Brunson, Darren. They don't really have a star, though. They don't really have a star. Not that you have to have great stars to win like Denver did. But I have always said, I got to throw it to you, Nico. I've always said, let's trade Randle because Randle seems like he's the odd superstar out on the team. And take a shot at Zion. Randle can go back and be with B.I. and be with all these former Lakers that were friends. And, you know, Zion could be out there with R.J. Barrett, have their little Duke connection. He could be on Madison Square Garden. Look at Zion, What do you think about something like that? Because I think the Knicks have to make some kind of big-time blockbuster move. And I don't really see anybody else going to the team. What do you think, Darren?
For Zion, I don't go into the Knicks. I think if they could get him, I think that would be a great deal. I've heard Knicks on Twitter, like, them say they don't want him, but I'm like, what do you have to lose? I'm like, even if he, like, turns out to be how he is, he's kind of in the same way with Randle. I'm not a Randle person.
You signed Amari Stoudemire to a $100 million contract.
Exactly. I mean, the Knicks are one of those franchises if you're a fan. I mean, Randle, I'm just not sold on him at all. He is who he is. He's going to take a lot of shots. He's going to have some games where he drops 40. He might even do it for 7 straight games. But then he's going to have 10 where you're like, my God, what is this guy doing at times? So I'm just not sold on the Knicks at all. I am closed door on the Knicks. Like I love Brunson. Never in a million years would I have said Brunson would have been this type of player. Totally wrong on him.
But me either, though.
There's no way they're winning.
But I said the same thing about the Nuggets. I've said the same thing about Jokic for like 4 or 5 years. I've said the same thing, and I've eaten crow every single day of my life. I'm eating crow about it. And Brunson keeps on kind of doing the same kind of thing.
I'll say there's a little crack.
No, look, Terrell, you're the only person outside of the city of New York that just put in a sentence the New York Knicks and contenders. Because no one else in the world of basketball that knows anything about ball think that the Knicks are a real threat.
Okay? I'm talking about if they get a piece.
Well, that's if this team combined.
That's what
right
we're
now,
talking about, though.
Not winning shit. Like, plain and simple, they're not going to do anything. Plain and simple, they're not. The door's been locked, bolted, and shut.
He said locked and bolted.
I don't know when it was open. I'm still trying to find out when it was open. Like, maybe when Melo was there 10 years ago? That's when it was open? That's the only time it's been open? Because it's been locked, bolted, and shut since then. So, yeah, good for you for bringing up the Knicks. You can fit right in with ESPN and find a job there. Super.
Hey, I'm just trying to say because the NBA is better when the Knicks are better. The Knicks, Lakers, certain teams, when they're relevant, the attention span is better. Just like in football. The Cowboys are relevant in any kind of way. Boy, they'd run with all that shit. But anyway, let's get to the West. That's where all our teams lie. And Nico, I'm going to give you this on a silver platter because you have hated the Lakers for a very long time, and you got your due. You swept them fucking purple and gold motherfuckers, and you won an NBA championship. Now they talking about, LeBron's talking about he's frustrated with AD because his lack of toughness. That's like calling the kettle black. But anyway, now we're talking about maybe trading the 17th pick to get Miles and to get Buddy Hield. I feel like we've been trying to get Buddy Hield for like 15 years. I don't know. Yep. Miles Turner and everything. Draymond Green's vacationing with LeBron out here doing things. Chris Paul, maybe. Kyrie, maybe. What about the Lakers? Is the door closed? Screen door with maybe a move or two? Or are we wide open to come back?
It's not wide open. No, fuck no, it's not wide open. It's a screen door that the door is nearly shut. Like, I'll say that. Like I said, with Giannis, when you have LeBron James on your team, I know you two both fucking hate him to death. I fear that man. I feared him playing in the playoffs, even though we swept your ass. That's plain and simple. Everyone does. So whenever you face them, it's always going to be an uphill battle because you're facing the purple and gold. You're facing the stripes as well that need the Lakers for ratings. So that door will not be closed as long as LeBron's there, plain and simple. But look, I don't know where these mock trades come up because the Lakers are hilarious, man. You guys are a hilarious fan base. You guys think that fucking Taylor Horton Tucker will land you Damian Lillard in off seasons? Like,
who said
like
that was
shit? A real mock trade. That was a real mock trade a year ago. And look, Taylor Horton Tucker was getting minutes on the second to last place team, Utah Jazz. Okay, Austin Reeves. It looks like a damn all pro player next to LeBron. You think you're gonna dangle him out there for trade bait? For who? For who? Like, there ain't nobody out there that's going to trade you anything. Plain and simple. That team put together as it is will not, in my opinion, will not get back to the Western Conference Finals.
I'm talking about look at the options that might be there.
With giving up who? Like, unless you look, there's only one free agent, one splash you can make this offseason. And it's Darren's boy, Draymond Green, because
how about
he's
Chris
dick
Paul?
Riding LeBron.
Darren, Draymond, Chris and Chris Paul.
Make that team worse. I hope they do. Please, all by all means, sign Draymond Green and Chris Paul. Because if there's ever a time for hard knock NBA style, put it on the Lakers. Because that would be some of the best TV show I will ever see. I'm telling you right now, I hate
poor referees.
My God. Please you guys may not make the playoffs with that team, okay?
We almost didn't make it this year.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. So look, please, by all means, please sign Chris.
Hey, somebody.
So the door's got a screen door. Is that what you're saying? Screen door.
Yeah, because of LeBron. That's the only reason why. The rest of Anthony Davis is going to play 30 games next year. He Anthony Davis cannot be the best player on a good team. He's a very good Robin. He's never gonna be the Batman on a championship
team. I agree.
And at LeBron's age right now, he has to be that, and he's never going to be.
And he never amounted to it. I agree completely. All right, Darren, I'm going to let you do your boys. Because we look at the Warriors. You lost your GM. You know what I'm saying? Little Dunleavy from Duke's out here trying to do things. And I hate Mike Dunleavy. I hate his ass. I hate him in the Duke. He looks like Skeletor. I ain't like his dad either. Anyway, Clay, Draymond, Poole, because they talk about Poole might get traded for Chris Paul. I don't know. Which you can save some money. Would you, first of all, would you do Chris Paul for Poole to get rid of the money for Poole?
I don't want Chris Paul in the Warriors.
But to get rid of the money for Poole that you're paying him, that'd be a way out.
I would want Poole instead of Chris Paul.
Okay, all right. So what is Golden State going to, first of all, what's the door? What's the door, Darren? With Golden State as is right now.
We are getting close to the screen door level, but we're still open door. We're still there, but I still think it's open because we have Curry. It's hard for me to say we have Curry, Thompson, Green, and we, like, it's hard for me to say the door is closed. So
but I'm you don't know if you got all of them. You got Curry.
That's true, but I still feel confident in Green. It's funny.
Green wants to be in LA. Rich Paul is his agent too.
I gotta say, you addressed Mike Dunleavy Jr. first, and as a Warriors fan, I have to say we did take him with the 3rd pick overall. He is literally—if you are—it's kind of like Nico as a Nuggets fan. Like, the Warriors were bad for a long time, so Mike Dunleavy Jr. falls in that category of random people that he was aided by the Warriors. So it's so funny he's coming back. I posted a funny video on Twitter. Please check it out with him playing in the day. But yeah, with the Warriors, I think it's open, Terrell, because I think you
it's open.
You still have the best shooter in the game. I mean, how do you say Curry?
You're right. Just,
I mean, he's the best shooter
ever.
Not the best player, but he's right there on that level. And yeah. Let's say Clay, I have my issues with him, but you still have him. Cool. I'm one of the rare people that still kind of believe in him a little bit.
Tyler! Tell him to stop loving Poole. Tell him to stop loving Poole, Tyler, please. Go ahead.
I know. Tyler hates Poole. I still believe in him. And so I just can't say the door's closed at all. I can't say the screen door. I say the door's open. When you have Steph Curry, you guys just said it was open with LeBron James. How am I not going to say it's open with
he
Steph
said
Curry?
That.
I said okay, the screen door. I didn't say it was open. I said screen door.
All right, I'm just saying, I mean, who was it a couple years ago? Was it Perkins, like, our guy that said that the Warriors were dead or something like that? You know what I mean? Like,
he's an idiot, dude. He's a freaking idiot. And I'm so glad that Nico brought up. I'm so – Yo, Nico, I was thinking about that all day long. And I hate J.J. Redick. I hate Duke. I hate J.J. Redick. But him being on First Take, he be raw, and I love it because he don't care who he hurts. Perkins is a mumble mouth. He's a dumbass. J.J. Redick is – I like watching J.J. Redick. Anyway, go ahead, Darren. Sorry, but I agree with you, Nico.
My last thought is the door is still open because we still have Steph Curry. That's plain and simple. If we keep Draymond, if we keep Klay, I just don't see how we're not – our door is not open. So, I just kind of feel like I'd be – I don't know.
Do you need more? Do you need more?
We definitely need more. Some people say – I've heard some people say we have to trade. We can't bring back Poole, Green, and Klay. That's just I mean, of course, if we can upgrade and get rid of Poole and get maybe the guy from the Raptors or something like that. But, like, I mean –
nah.
We just need people to step up. Kuminga has to take a step. So that's the biggest one. But I think the door is still open.
All right, Cheap Man's only got 10 minutes left, Nico. So we got to go to the next topic, yo. Cheap Man's only got 10
I'm
minutes.
I'm just saying, I would agree. But Steph.
You agree with that?
Yeah, I would agree.
Did y'all have a team in the East or West that you think is one pick away? Did y'all both have a team?
Sorry, say that again.
From the East or West, did y'all both have a team that's one move away from contender? No?
I think the Grizzlies are one move.
What, get rid of Ja?
I think the Grizzlies are one move away. If they make a smart move, they could be a team that gets in the mix. I think the way that Ja's suspension sets up kind of gives them a little kind of weird late magic run towards the end of the season that I kind of believe in as a thing. So that would be my team from the West. From the East, the first team that just jumps to mind, I don't know why, is Brooklyn, just because they have Bridges and they showed some signs of life. But because I'm not going to say Philly, I'm not going to say – we already talked about them, so that's going to be the next team I think of.
Oh, man, for me, like, I think there's two teams that make it very interesting. I think the East, it's Cleveland for me. I think that Cleveland is a team that people don't talk about enough. I think – look, I don't think they need another piece. I think they need – young guys to develop into those stars. Yeah. I think they need Garland. I think they need Mobley to move into stars.
Yep.
And obviously, Donovan Mitchell being an alpha, he can be an alpha on a good team. And so they and look, Jared Allen too. They have a very, very good team in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
Team in the East. I would not be surprised if they're a top three team in the East.
I agree.
Like it's not necessarily moves; it's just taking the next step.
I agree.
And the West, oh man, I hate going back to this team because they weren't a playoff team. It's got to be the Mavericks, right? Like when you have Luka, and look, as much as a headache Kyrie Irving can be, they're still a very, very good team. Have a full season with that team. You see if you can go try to get maybe Ayton. You see if you can go try to get Miles Turner from Indiana. That's a top four team in the West, in my opinion. That's a top four team in the West when they're all put together. And I think Jason Kidd can do a heck of a job with that team. I think them missing the plan, it was a moral factor of being like, no, fuck this. We're not
going to fight. It was a draft pick. Yes.
Just lose to Denver in the first round, or I mean, they probably could have even beat Memphis, but that's if they got past the Lakers and getting into the seventh seed. But I think Dallas could be a team that one side move that shores up their front court. Because look, when you're in the Western Conference now, if you don't have a center that can play defense that's great defensively, welcome to Denver. Welcome to your nightmare.
Yeah.
Welcome to your nightmare. Like Christian Wood is not going to play 40 minutes against Nikola Jokic. I'll tell you that right now. Okay. So you better go and maybe Dwight Powell. Yeah. No. That's barbecue chicken alert is all I'm going to say. So go get you a player. Go get you a big from one of these worst teams. I think Porzingis was on the
Boston baby.
I think there's a couple Boston already in Boston. Like I think there's a couple pieces. Maybe Siakam in Toronto. Like go get you another big, another front court piece instead of a back court piece, and you'll be right back in the thick of things next year.
I'm with you. I'm with you with everything that all y'all said. I'll be quick with mine. I said the Bulls because we don't know what's going to happen with LaVine. I think they're asking too much for him. But I think when Lonzo Ball's healthy, their team is a whole different team. And my Western Conference team was the Pelicans because I think they have a lot of young players. I think CJ's a star. I think Brandon Ingram's a star. And if Zion can become what he is and stop coming all in women having all these babies, then maybe they could really be something that's great. You know what I mean? That was bad. I shouldn't have said that. But anyway, y'all know what I'm saying. So those are my teams. But we got 6 minutes left. 6 minutes left. The NBA draft is tomorrow. We know the Spurs are getting the number one pick. We know who they're taking. But here's my thing. I've brought it up over and over again. But I feel like both of y'all should appreciate what I'm saying because it's only two rounds in the NBA. It needs to be more than that. We started looking at it. We started looking overseas players. We talked about dominating. Right? Why are you looking like that, Nico? Overseas players dominate.
There's 15 roster spots.
I know, but we see a whole lot of bums out here. We've named a whole bunch of bums that are out here.
There's
doing
a
nothing.
Lot of bums that are in
whole
the
lot of bums.
The second round.
We talked about Miami Heat having all these undrafted players on their team. Undrafted players on their team. Right? And the G League. The number two or three pick is going to be coming from the G League. Why can't we have an extra round so we can do our draft and stash? Because when we look at it, we see Danny Green, Hassan Whiteside, Spencer Dinwiddie, Seth Curry, and then your boys Darren Quinn Cook, GP2, and your boy Jordan Poole, and the first ever G League call-up is right here. Chris Birdman Anderson for those Denver Nuggets, the very first one. My man, Nico's boy from the G League. I just feel like if we could just give us an extra round, I think it's a whole lot of things that could happen. You make a trades, build for the future. You could draft somebody else and say they're not ready yet, put them on my team. Nobody else can touch them in the G League. What do you think about that, Darren?
I think it's a good idea to build a foundation like that with your G League a little bit stronger. Like even though knowing that, like even in baseball, you know, like half those guys in AAA probably aren't making the big leagues. You just know it. But they're there to set up the rest of the guys. So I do like that factor of more guys being drafted in the NBA and having the G League and the G League be stronger. The NBA could take advantage of it business wise because look at all the leagues and the European leagues and stuff like that have good talent. So those are the two ways I could see them taking advantage of it. But I'm okay with them adding two rounds to it and just drafting and developing guys in that regard. But I don't think players ultimately want to be stuck to those contracts.
I mean, but wouldn't you – hold on, Nick. I'm going to let you finish. But wouldn't you want to be a part of an organization and grow from that organization instead of saying some G League team can grab you and put you on that, and now you're going to another city, and now you're moving your family. Yeah. You know, you do all these different things. You know what I mean? Go ahead, Nico.
Yeah. Look, there's only 400 roster spots in the league. 400. Like you go past third, fourth round, yeah, that's fine. You can start drafting guys for the G League and everything. That's like when you get to those third, fourth rounds, Nikola Jokic was a 41st overall pick. Like that, like we it's crazy thinking what you could find these late rounds. Obviously, right. You named off all the guys that are undrafted. But when you get to these third and fourth rounds, there's 30 teams. That's 60 players that already are getting drafted this year. 60 players will get drafted tomorrow night. You add two more rounds, that's 120 players. That's a quarter of the league.
I said one more round.
Either way, one or two rounds, you're running into territory where 90 players out of 400 are drafted. And look, there's only one G League team per team. And unless you want to add another one and add a whole farm system, then I agree you can start growing. But when there's only 30 roster spots, quote unquote, from a G League team and an NBA team, like adding another round makes it difficult. I think having those guys that are undrafted adds a chip on the shoulder, adds all these things, because when you're undrafted, when you're a third round draft pick, you're basically saying welcome to the G League. Like, when you're undrafted, you could be like, you know what, maybe I can find myself on the Miami Heat, where I could find experiments, where I can find myself in Washington. No,
but
you're just gonna get drafted by a team you don't know.
The only reason why we talked about the undrafted players is because it doesn't happen very often, dude.
I know it doesn't.
So that's why.
Very often, you're drafting people just to say, oh,
the Spurs. The Spurs would draft players for years from overseas and be like, we know they're under contract for two more years, but we're going to draft them anyway, right? The Spurs have been doing this for years with all these foreign players. Why don't you let them do it with one more round here so you can build them up yourself? Why not? Look at all these players that have come and made money. Your boy Chris Birdman Anderson is known, period, because he busted his ass in the G League. And now he's an NBA champion, and I watch him with the big three on Ice Cube shit.
Fun fact, he didn't play a game in the G League. He got drafted there, and he got picked up right away, but I never know.
Well, he would have busted his ass.
Whatever, but either way, I don't disagree with you that having more development would not hurt at all.
Right.
But I just don't understand. I don't think that adding more draft picks adds to this, because then there's guys that – look, you got to also throw in the contract aspect of this. Second round picks, most of the guys will be on two-way deals at best. Are you just going to sign exclusive G League deals?
Anybody that goes off of the show, we're still on Spotify. Go ahead, Nico.
I just think that you're going to run into a lot of trouble. Like adding more rounds, adding more players, because like I said, there's only 400 roster spots with 30 teams in the league and 15 guys on a roster, and it's going to run into some problems.
I understand exactly what you're saying.
I don't hate quality players, but I just think it's going to run into problems.
I understand exactly what you're saying. My only thing about it was when you have one extra round, it's kind of like a wild card. You can say, I'm going to draft that player because you never know. You never know. And that you never know might turn into something crazy, like a Jordan Poole who's getting all kinds of crazy fucking money now, or somebody else, or GP2. Are y'all still there listening to me? I guess they're not still there anymore. But, yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Brothers and Sports, episode 179, part 2. Nico, Darren, we love you. Thank you so much.